line. They apply for a guy that's won these awards. The defense can help you win these awards. Do you see these as team honors?
I honestly, because it's you know, without the offensive line, obviously, you know, I'm nowhere, and all the turnovers that our defense creates is a lot. It gives me opportunity basically to, you know, put up the stats that I did.
As a fan of college football, again, you've seen it last year. You guys won the Big Ten championship with a one-and-done quarterback. You're going to have another transfer quarterback coming in. Do you envision that without the continuity of a quarterback there for more than 1 year, that can be a recipe for success over and over?
Oh, well, basically you're asking if we're going to – is this a trend that we're doing?
Yeah.
Nah, I mean, I don't know. Basically, we just put all our faith in Coach B, and he knows what he's doing. And you know, we're blessed to have Danny for 2 years, you know, based on what he decides to do. But you know, like I said, you know, Coach B he did the right thing last year by going to Snatch and Russell. So hopefully, he did the right thing this year, which I believe he did.
What are your initial thoughts on Danny? What you've seen from him so far since he got on campus?
Oh, he's one of us. As soon as he got on campus, he started joking around with players, making fun of players and stuff like that. You know, just cracking jokes on each other. But on the field. Decision-making is what I seen actually last Wednesday. We had 7-on-7. He made some great throws, made some great plays, but mainly I can see that he's going to make a lot of plays on his feet, too. You know, he's not as slow as a lot of people think.
How do you compare to Russell? How do you compare to Russell Wilson?
Well, Russell is kind of like – Russell's the outlier. I mean, Russell's Russell. He's a freak. I mean, it's really hard to do what Russell did, but hopefully he does. I'm not saying he can't do it, but – we don't need for him to do it, basically. So we don't need for Danny to be like that. We need for Danny to be like Danny.
For you making the decision to come back this year, what is now your personal goal as far as like what you want to be able to accomplish since you made that decision?
I want to be a team captain. And that's what I always dreamed of, being a team captain for a Division I school. So hopefully, you know, the team, you know, writes my name down to be that person. But other than that, be a leader, and most importantly, go undefeated. I want to go undefeated and make it to the national championship game.
Is that, you mentioned the team captain thing. Is that something that you stressed to Coach Bielema when you were talking with him and you gave him reasoning for why he wanted to come back?
No, not at all. No, it was a real quick talk. He was walking back from talking to another player in the hallway at the Roosevelt Hotel, and I got off the phone with my parents for like an hour and a half phone call, and I just told him, I was just like, you know, I'm not rushing this decision, but I took the time, and I think I'm gonna come back for my senior season. So I didn't really tell him that I want to be a team captain, and I want to do this and stuff like that. It's a decision I know I wanted to make.
And what would that mean for you then, to become a team captain, to be able to live that? You just said it's something you wanted.
It means a lot. It's a lot of respect from your teammates. You know, for them to nominate you to be a team captain, it means a lot. They're basically telling everyone that they trust in you to lead this team.
You talked about flying under the radar for a long time. Now that you got all this attention, you seem really comfortable and you've worked for this. How does this feel down here, getting all the attention?
It feels fine, honestly. You know, I'm a very humbled individual, and that's just how I look at it. It's the attention for the universities. You know, all the lights and stuff, all the cameras are on me, but you know, from that, other players will be able to shine too as well.
Are you prepared for what you're going to face from the media demands all season long?
I mean, yeah, I got a little bit of actually this past week. You know, can you be here to, you know, do this photo shoot? Can you be here for this video shoot, this voiceover? I'm just like, oh, it's going to be pretty rough. But it's fun, honestly. I'm very flexible, and I'm capable of just enjoying a lot of things.